天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那我们现在正在学习的系列是 Know Your Real Enemy， 认识你真正的敌人。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到，在以西结书中记载了撒旦曾是有权柄的天使，他呢也曾经荣耀和敬拜我们的神。可是后来究竟发生了什么事情，使得这位天使堕落，从而成为撒旦呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，一起来听听看麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're delighted you've joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再一次收听我们的节目。
I closed our last program by telling you that I am thrilled to know that there are angels who are watching over us.
上次节目结束的时候，我告诉你，知道有天使看守着我们，我就非常兴奋。
And today I want to begin by telling you that God created these beings not only to protect His own, but God uses them to perform miracles in our lives.
今天首先让我告诉你，神造这些天使不单只是保护属于他的人，神更使用他们在我们的生命中行奇迹。
Do you know that there are hundreds of miracles happening in your life every single day and you don't even know it?
你知道吗？在你生命中每天都有无数的奇迹发生，但你可能毫不察觉。
This is because God gave the angels charge over you.
这是因为神把你交给天使保护。
He commissioned them and commanded them.
神差派命令他们。
Go down, take care of him, take care of her.
下去照顾这个人，照顾那个人。
This is my son, this is my daughter.
这是我的儿子，那是我的女儿。
In fact, the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 19.
其实在使徒行传第五章十九节。
And then in chapter 12 verses 7 and 8.
和十二章第七第八节那里。
The angels were deployed by the Lord to open the prison doors for the apostles.
是神派遣天使替使徒们打开监狱的门。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 1,
在启示录十六章第一节，
we see seven angels commissioned to pronounce judgment upon the disobedient.
我们看到神差派七位天使来宣告对不信从者的审判。
Those who refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是那些拒绝相信耶稣基督的人。
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你相信主耶稣基督吗？
It is my prayer that you will come to him tonight.
我的祈求是你今天就能够接受他。
Now these angelic beings are described by Isaiah in his vision.
先知以赛亚在他的意象里描述这些天使。
It is to be found in Isaiah chapter 6.
这个意象记在以赛亚书第六章。
He describes them as a shining light or shining creatures.
以赛亚描述他们像灿烂的光或是发亮的活物。
These angelic creatures must be awesome sight to see.
能看见这些天使必定是一幅令人敬畏的景象。
Every time an angel appeared to Mary or Joseph, they always said, "Fear not."
当天使向玛利亚或约瑟显现的时候，他们总是说，不要怕。
Because they must be awesome.
可见他们必定是非常令人敬畏的。
Why do I think this?
为什么我会这样认为呢？
John the Revelator tells us that these angels do not rest day and night.
写启示录的约翰告诉我们，这些天使日夜都不休息的。
They are forever saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty.
他们永远在说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。主神全能者
，Who was and is to come，
是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
Let's look back at Ezekiel 28。
让我们回头看以西结书第二十八章。
Lucifer was one of the highest ranking angels.
路西弗是阶级最高的天使当中的一位。
He was at the highest level.
他是其中最高等的。
He was one of the cherubs who could look upon the throne of God.
他是有资格直接望着神宝座的天使之一。
He was able to voice praise and adoration.
他能发出歌颂和赞美。
He was able to voice worship to God.
他能够向神敬拜。
That was the kind of privilege and authority that Lucifer had from God.
这是路西弗从神那里得到的权柄和荣誉。
When God created Lucifer,
当神创造路西弗的时候,
He created him with the capacity to reflect the glory of God.
他创造他能反映出神的荣耀,
and the majesty of God,
神的威严,
and the splendor of God,
以及神的壮丽,
like very few angels could.
只有少数天使能够如此。
All of these precious stones that we see described in Ezekiel 28,
在以西结书二十八章里所描述的各类宝石，
these precious stones cannot shine by themselves.
这些宝石本身是不会发光的。
If you put these stones in a dark room, you couldn't even see them.
如果把这些宝石放在黑暗的房里，你根本看不见它们。
They are only able to shine because they were reflecting the glory of God.
他们唯一能够发光的原因是他们反映出神的荣耀。
In other words, God is the one who made Lucifer radiant.
换句话说，是神使路西弗发光的。
God is the one who made Lucifer scintillate.
是神使路西弗光芒四射的。
God is the one who made him reflect the beauty and the glory of God.
是神使他反映出神的荣耀和美善。
Lucifer had no beauty of his own.
路西弗自己没有任何的美善。
That is why the Bible says that Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
圣经为什么说撒旦会伪装成光明的天使？
Because that's how he was in the past.
因为撒旦过去就是光明的天使。
And he knows how to fake it again.
所以他知道如何假装成天使。
Lucifer stood between the Creator God and the created angels.
路西弗是在创造主与被造的天使之间。
He was in between.
他处于他们中间的位置。
It was an awesome power if you think about it.
你想这是多么令人敬畏的特权呢？
He brought worship from the whole universe to present it to the presence of God.
他把整个宇宙的敬拜带到神面前。
Then he took God's answers and God's blessings back to the universe.
然后将神的回应、神的赐福带回整个宇宙。
That is the responsibility he used to have.
这是他原先的职责。
He was, if you say, like the middleman.
你可以说他就像一个中间人。
And you know, being the middleman requires supernatural humility.
要当一个中间人，必须有超凡的谦卑。
Because if you are close to a president or a king, that is an awesome power.
因为如果你和一位总统或国王很接近的话，表示你有很特殊的权力。
But Lucifer could not handle this enormous responsibility.
但是路西弗承担不起这么庞大的责任。
So in verses 16 and 17 of Ezekiel 28,
因此在以西结书28章16和17节那里，
I want you to look at it right now.
请你现在就看一下，因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你。遮掩约柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光的宝石中除灭。你美丽，心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地。使你倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。
You will find that Lucifer's pride and Lucifer's arrogance got in the way.
在这儿你看见路西弗的骄傲和自大成为他的绊脚石。
Lucifer's wisdom that God gave him became perverted.
他滥用了神给他的智慧。
Instead of faithfulness and serving the living God, he wanted to receive worship for himself.
他本来应该忠心地侍奉永活的真神，却反过来希望得到别人对他的敬拜。
I want you to reflect very carefully on this question that I'm about to ask you.
我希望你仔细地思考我所要问你的问题。
I'm going to answer the question, but I want you to reflect on it.
我会回答这个问题，但请你好好地思考。
Did God know that pride would capture the heart of Lucifer at the time that God created him?
当神创造路西弗的时候，他知不知道路西弗的心将会被骄傲占据呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是肯定的。
Because God is omniscient.
因为神无所不知。
He knows everything ahead of time.
他在事先就知道一切。
Another question.
另外一个问题。
Could God have prevented it?
神能够预先防止吗？
The answer is yes.
可以的。
Because God is omnipotent.
因为神无所不能。
He could do everything.
他可以做任何事。
Here's a third question.
第三个问题是。
Why didn't God do this?
那么神为什么不做呢？
Why didn't he stop Satan?
他为什么不阻止撒旦呢？
I'm going to answer that question. Listen carefully.
请你仔细地听我回答。
Only in heaven will we know the answer to that question.
只有等到将来在天上，我们才能知道这个问题的答案。
There are some who say,
有些人说,
that is because God wanted to give him free will and free choice.
那是因为神给撒旦自由意志和选择权。
And that's fine.
可以这么说。
But the real answer will come when our bodies give way to the glorious bodies.
但将来当我们的身体转变成荣耀的身体时，才会知道确实的答案。
When we see Jesus as he is,
当我们见到永远长存的耶稣时，
When we become like him,
当我们改变成像他一样时。
But what I want to tell you is this,
然而我想要告诉你的是，
Let this be a warning for all of us.
让这件事成为我们每一个人的警惕。
And I mean all of us without exception, including me.
我说每一个人，包括我自己在内，没有一个例外。
Pride will always alienate you from God.
骄傲始终会让你远离神。
Whether it is pride of accomplishment,
不论是因成就而有的骄傲。
Pride of knowledge,
因拥有知识而骄傲。
Or pride of position,
或因地位骄傲。
Or pride of possession,
或因财富骄傲。
Whatever it may be,
不论是哪一种骄傲。
Pride will always trip you.
骄傲总会叫你跌倒。
Lucifer became proud of his beauty.
路西弗为着自己的美丽骄傲。
He became proud of his intellect.
他为自己的聪明骄傲。
He became proud of his capacity.
他为自己的能力骄傲。
Lucifer failed to recognize that all he was and all he has was a gift from God.
路西弗不知道他的一切都是神所赐的。
He was nothing without God.
要不是神，他什么都没有。
Absolutely nothing.
一无所有。
Any person can be no closer to Satan and under Satan's control than when he or she is filled with pride.
当一个人被骄傲充满时，就是他最接近撒旦、受撒旦控制的时候。
In Isaiah 14:12,
在以赛亚书第十四章十二节，
God reveals to us step by step what really went on in the mind of Lucifer.
神一步一步地向我们显示路西弗到底在想些什么。
Can you turn to Isaiah 14?
请你翻到以赛亚书第十四章。
Look at verse 12.
我们从十二节开始看。明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等。
We see how he turned from the Lucifer he was to the Satan that we now know him.
这里我们看到路西弗从他原来的样子变成现在我们所认识的撒旦。
Five times in these verses he said,
在这些经文里他五次说道，
Let's count them.
让我们数一下。
I will.
我要。
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 Five times.
一共五次。
When God created Lucifer,
当神创造路西弗时,
He created him perfect.
他被造为完美的。
But he also created him with a capacity to choose.
同时神造他具有选择的能力。
Just as he did when he created Adam and Eve.
就好像神当初创造亚当夏娃时一样。
He created them perfect.
神把他们造得很完美。
But he created them with the capacity to choose.
但神创造他们时也给了他们选择的能力。
The moment God revealed his plan to Lucifer,
在神向路西弗说明他的计划的那一刻,
God opened the door of possibility for Lucifer to rebel.
神同时也把路西弗可能反叛的这扇门开放了。
Let me read to you Isaiah 14, 13 and 14.
让我把以赛亚书第14章13和14节念给你听。
You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven.
你心里曾说,我要升到天上。
I will raise my throne above the stars of God.
我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。
I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
On the uttermost height of the sacred mountain.
在北方的极处。
I will ascend above the tops of the clouds.
我要升到高云之上。
I will make myself like the Most High God.
我要与至高者同等。
Lucifer dwelled in the second heaven.
路西弗住在第二层天。
The second heaven is the place where the interstellar space exists.
第二层天就是星球散布的太空。
God's throne is on the third heaven.
神的宝座在第三层天。
Yet Lucifer was created to have access to God.
当初神造路西弗的时候，让他能够直接到神面前。
He had access from the second heaven to the third heaven and back.
他可以来往于第二层和第三层天之间。
Therefore, when he said, I'm going up there,
因此当他说我要升到天上，
he did not say that I'm going up there to pay God a visit.
他的意思并不是说我要到天上去拜见神。
He was not saying that I'm going to get a tour of the third heaven.
也不是说我要到第三层天上去看看。
He was saying that I'm going up there to topple God from his throne and sit on it.
他的意思是我要升到天上去推翻神的王权，好让我自己登基为王。
Lucifer wanted to be equal with God.
路西弗想要与神同等。
The created being wanted to expel the creator.
一个受造之物想要驱逐他的创造主。
Satan was pitting his will against the will of God.
撒旦有意违抗神的旨意。
And that's what happened.
这就是事实真相。
Satan wanted the sole administration capacity over the angelic being.
撒旦企图独自掌管所有的天使。
Instead of being in the chain of commands, passing God's order to the angelic beings.
与其只是担任神和所有天使中间的传令者。
He wanted to be the ultimate decision maker.
他希望成为最高决策者。
He wanted to receive the recognition that is rightly belongs to God.
他希望得到万物对神的尊重。
He wanted to receive the worship that was rightly belonged to God.
他希望得到万物对神的敬拜。
He became deceived and thought that his beauty was inherently his.
他欺哄自己，以为他的美丽是他自己本来就有的。
He was insanely jealous and forgot that all of his wisdom and all of his glory were only a reflection of the wisdom and the glory of the God of heaven.
他疯狂的嫉妒，并且忘了他所有的智慧和荣耀，只是神的智慧和荣耀的反射。
And that is why God had to toss him out of heaven.
所以神必须将他逐出天庭。
Are you listening carefully?
你有没有仔细的听呢？
If you forget everything, I don't want you to forget what I'm going to tell you.
如果你不记得我所说的一切，我希望你不要忘记我将要告诉你这件事。
Lucifer's sin has been reproduced throughout history again and again.
路西弗的罪在整个历史中一遍又一遍的重演。
It was reproduced in Adam and Eve when they believed his lie and wanted to be like God.
当亚当和夏娃相信他的谎言，想要像神一样时，路西弗的罪就重演在他们身上。
It was reproduced again when the proud Pharisees refused to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当骄傲的法利赛人拒绝悔改，相信主耶稣基督时，路西弗的罪就重演在他们身上。
Who is the real light?
谁才是真光？
And the only anointed Messiah and Savior.
谁是唯一的救主和受膏者弥赛亚呢？
And it is repeated every single day when an unsaved person refused to submit to God's authority.
当一个不得救的人拒绝顺服神的权柄时，路西弗的罪每天都在重演。
When they refused to submit to the authority of his son, the savior of the world.
当他们拒绝顺服世界的救主，神儿子的权柄时。
It is reproduced again and again when the unsaved refuse to acknowledge that they cannot know God by their own mind.
当失丧的人拒绝承认他们不能靠着自己的头脑去认识神时，路西弗的罪就一遍又一遍地重演着。
They cannot reach God by their good works.
他们不能借着自己的善行来到神面前。
That they cannot be saved their own way.
他们不能靠着自己的方法得救。
They have to be saved God's way.
他们必须照神的方法得拯救。
Not only is Satan's sin being reproduced by the unsaved,
不单只在失丧的人身上不断重演撒旦的罪,
but it is reproduced sadly and sorrowfully even among believers today.
遗憾而可悲的是, 今天即使在信徒身上也会重演撒旦的罪。
That is why the Apostle Paul warns in 1 Timothy 3:6.
因此使徒保罗在提摩太前书三章第六节那里警告我们。
He said, do not let an immature Christian serve in leadership.
他说,初入教的不可做监督。
Why not?
为什么不可以呢?
Of course, this has nothing to do with age.
当然这和年龄无关。
It has everything to do with spiritual maturity.
完全和属灵的成熟度有关。
Listen to what he said.
请听保罗怎么说的。
Lest he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil.
恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。
Listen carefully, please.
请留心听。
I believe with all my heart that the greatest and the most subtle temptation is the temptation of pride.
我真心相信，那最大和最狡猾的试探就是骄傲的试探。
Because Satan is seeking to reproduce himself.
因为撒旦希望人人都像他一样。
Therefore, let no man think of himself more highly than he ought, lest he thinks like his enemy thinks.
所以让我们不要把自己看得过于我们所当看的，免得变成像我们的敌人一般。
I'm going to conclude by going back where I started.
在快要结束时，让我回到我开始所说的。
Because pride manifests itself in many different ways.
因为骄傲会以许多不同的面目表现出来。
The different manifestations of pride are the very doors through which Satan comes in.
骄傲的各种面目就是撒旦能够推门而入的破口。
And therefore you need to make sure that the door is not ajar.
因此你必须确定门是牢牢锁上，没有缝隙的。
He will come in and he will rob you and destroy and steal.
他会进来抢夺、破坏和偷窃。
The source of anger is pride.
骄傲是怒气的起源。
The source of bitterness is pride.
骄傲是苦毒的起源。
The source of jealousy is pride.
骄傲是嫉妒的起源。
The source of hatred is pride.
骄傲是仇恨的起源。
The source of rebellion is pride.
骄傲是叛逆的起源。
The source of betrayal of your marriage vows is pride.
骄傲是背弃你婚约盟誓的起源。
Let me ask you this.
请问,
what door or doors in your life that you are leaving ajar for Satan to come in and out of?
在你的生命里有哪些门是你留着一条缝隙让撒旦能够自由进出的呢?
What door or doors have you not bolted every single day?
哪些门是你没有天天把他们拴死锁牢的呢?
There are some Christians who think that once you identify that weak area in your life and you shut the door once and for all, it's okay.
有些基督徒以为一旦找出了生命中的弱点，只要一次把门关上就成了。
Or they think they need to get one spiritual experience and this is it.
或者他们认为自己只需要有一次属灵的经历就够了。
But the problem is they keep falling in that same sin again and again.
但问题是他们一次又一次地犯同样的罪。
You experience salvation, but you keep on being sanctified every day.
你获得了救恩。但你仍需天天被洁净。
When I get up in the morning,
当我早晨起床时,
I begin my time with prayer time.
我用一段时间祷告作为一天的开始。
And I begin by bolting the doors.
同时我先把门都拴上。
I literally imagine it in my mind that I'm bolting these doors.
甚至在我脑海中出现锁门的具体形象。
And then I stand in intercession, with these doors bolted.
这些门锁上之后，我再继续我的祷告。
And I do that every single day.
我每天都这么做。
I can't afford to miss one day.
一天不缺。
Do you want to close these doors to Satan's emissaries?
你愿意向撒旦的使者关上这些门吗？
Do you want to close them to Satan's demons that are constantly, whether you know it or not, roaring and prowling, looking for an open door?
无论你是否察觉，这些邪灵恶魔不断地张牙舞爪，吼叫着，要寻找一扇打开的门，你愿意向他们关上门吗？
You can learn to do that tonight.
今天你就可以学着去做。
You can begin tonight.
从今天开始。
Because unless you deal with these open doors,
因为除非你处理了这些敞开的门，
Satan will steal your peace.
不然撒旦会窃取你的平安。
Satan will rob you of your joy.
撒旦会夺走你的喜乐。
And Satan will destroy your relationships.
撒旦也会破坏你和别人的关系。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次再见。
是啊，骄傲和自大成了 Lucifer 的绊脚石，使他远离神，让人来敬拜自己，偷窃了神的荣耀。而正如麦克牧师所说的，为什么这一切会发生呢？目前还是没有答案，唯有我们真正的见到主面的时候，才能够完全的明白。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，但这个 Lucifer 的例子呢，也给了我们警醒，使得我们明白，千万不要滥用神所给我们的一切，使之成为自己的骄傲，从而呢使我们与神隔离。那真的是求神的怜悯，使我们真正的认识到自己不过是尘土，让我们能够时时刻刻的来信靠和顺服这位伟大的创造者。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
消失就不